Hello, welcome to Trainland Podcast. I'm Jonathan, and I'm here with Aline. Aline, welcome. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Muy bien, muy bien. Queremos dar la bienvenida a los podcasts de Trainland, a nuestros escuchantes hoy, y aprende inglés en episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Avanza rápido, domina el idioma en solo unos minutitos al día. Y nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google, así que pruébalas gratis. Y recuerda lo que siempre decimos en Trainland: tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. We go back to now to English because we are with a B1 level. So it's good to have everybody back just to Trainland English Podcast. I'm Johnny, as I said. And today we're diving into something really exciting: iconic quotes from English literature and how to master reported speech using these famous lines.
And today we'll show you how to transform famous quotes into reported speech, which is super useful skill in English. Let's get started.
Pues vamos a ello. So let's start with a quote that I think everybody knows. I'm going to just to share this slide that we have. No? To be or not to be? That is the question. This is from Shakespeare's Hamlet. Now, Aline, how would we change this into reported speech?
We would say, Hamlet said that to be or not to be was the question. You see, the tense passes from is to was.
Very good. Huh? So present becomes past, yes. Will becomes would, and we remove the quotation marks and we use that. So it's as simple as that. No? So when we report what someone said, we often move the verb back a tense. No? So backshifting, we call that in our classes, backshifting. So present becomes past, like is become was. And
exactly.
Something else we have to remember?
Yeah, exactly. We also remove the quotation marks and often use the word that to introduce the quote. Okay, let's try another one. Johnny, give us another one, another quote.
Okay, so another quote. This is from The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald. I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a girl can be in this world, a beautiful little fool. So how would we report this, Aline?
Okay, we'd say Gatsby said that he hoped she would be a fool because that was the best thing a girl could be. Notice how will becomes would. And is become was.
Very good, excellent. Hacemos tal vez una paradita en español para explicar a nuestros escuchantes, ¿no? Que el estilo indirecto lo usamos para hablar desde el punto de vista de una tercera persona. Así que cuando queremos reproducir exactamente lo que la otra persona ha dicho, usamos el estilo directo, ¿no? Así que colocamos lo que la otra persona dijo, pues normalmente entre comillas, o damos el mensaje tal y como esa persona lo había dicho. Lo que pasa es que tenemos que recordar que tenemos que cambiar los tiempos verbales.
Eso es. Es muy importante. Cuando uno quiere pues hablar de forma indirecta, ¿no? Como dicen en inglés, report what something somebody said, then you need to take into account those changes of tense and remove the quotation marks and add that. That's what's the main changes that we're talking about. Exactly.
Very good. Very good. No, I'm thinking that maybe we are using old styles and old languages and things that maybe our young ones don't know too much. I think they are going to be a little bit more related, maybe to, well, what about this one? No, just even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
That would become Galadriel said that even the smallest person could change the course of the future. Aquí, here we can see can becomes could. Okay, so the modal goes to the past, present to past.
Very good, excellent. And then I was thinking about this one, no? Let's look at something more modern, no? Galadriel, it's modern, no? Just for some of the listeners. But what about this famous line from Harry Potter, no? Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light, said Dumbledore. No?
Yeah, we would say Dumbledore said that happiness could be found even in the darkest of times if one remembered to turn on the light. Here, we move can to could again and adjust the rest accordingly.
Mm. And on the one we have on the slide, no, it said it does not do to dwell in dreams and forget to live.
Yeah, that would become Dumbledore said that it didn't do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. So again, does becomes did.
Very good. Excellent. Huh? So this all these famous lines show us that understanding reported speech not only helps with grammar, but also allows us to capture the deeper meaning behind this this quote. No?
Oh, how much we've learned already in only 6 minutes. That's yeah. Very interesting. But let's take a break and listen to this, because if you're enjoying that episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And if you're learning other languages, check out our podcast for Chinese and Japanese. And you can find them on trainland.com.
Very good. Excellent. Así que si queréis aprender chino o japonés, ahí también tenéis mucho que aprender. Okay. So let's return to iconic quotes from English literature. Then, for example, we have unforgettable lines that have influenced culture. No? One of the most famous lines is from George Orwell's in 1984. And I think I got that somewhere here. So let us check. Okay. So
that's very famous. 1984. Yeah, it's yes. The big brother is watching you.
And that's right. No, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. So how would we say that in reported speech?
Yeah, so let's start with the first quote. That big brother was what it would be. Orwell wrote that big brother was watching us. Mm. Again, what we change is to was. And then the other one you mentioned is Orwell wrote that all animals were equal, but some were more equal than others. That's was right. R becomes were.
Very good, very good. Well, you're right, no? This big brother concept, no? Although there was no literal big brother, no? But Orwell's book made the term iconic, no? So it's something that now everybody uses, no? So maybe our young ones have heard about this big brother, but now they know where it comes from. No?
Exactly. It's a term we still hear today when talking about privacy issues or government surveillance. Another iconic quote would be the famous opening line from Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, which is, it is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
Oh, so deep and beautiful. So in reported speech, no, we could say that Austen wrote that it was a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must have been in want of a wife.
Mm.
So again,
many changes there. Must be becomes must have been. Very nice. It's important because those are not simple tenses, no? Must with the modal, and then you use the present perfect, have been. So it's interesting to see the change. Very good. And remember, literature offers such rich language to practice your English with. Not only are you improving your grammar, you're also learning about culture and history. So you have plenty of material to practice your English with English literature.
Absolutely. Quotes like this shape the way we think and express ourselves, whether it is Shakespeare, Orwell, Austen. This word still hold meaning today. So this is really, really interesting. So Aline, we are not only teaching English, we are also teaching general culture to our listeners.
Exactly. Remembering beautiful, maybe literature, not only quotes, but movies and and books that we've enjoyed when we were younger. You know, 1984 for me was a hard one to read. I don't know if you had the opportunity, because it's so annoying to see this surveillance all the time in the book or in the movie that is there as well. So it's good. Yeah, it's very useful to have a look at those classics.
Very good. So before we conclude, I think we have a few more quotes that maybe we can share with our, for example, this one, I will come back to you with a crown.
Caesar, that's a quote from Caesar. And now what, if I wanted to report what Caesar said, I would say Caesar said that he would come back with a crown. So again, will becomes would, future becomes conditional.
Very good. Fantastic. So, and I think that's it. Oh, we have this one from, I think this is
Dickens. Dickens,
yeah, another, one of the famous, no, and also iconic quote, no, from English literature. So if we have, we have this one. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
How so that would this in the order? Yeah, that would become, Dickens wrote that it had been the best of times and the worst of times. So now we pass from past simple to past perfect. That's an interesting change we need to control. That's why it's very important for the listeners who are this level of B1 to understand that to control very well the tenses. It's super important for reporter speech to see the difference. And as you said before, you have to shift to a tense that is from the past. You need to control and have a good mastership of them. So that's good. It's a very good way for them by listening to this podcast.
That's true. That's true. And of course, there are many other details about reported speech that we are not going to include today, no? But just to share, maybe our listeners can just keep this in mind. For example, expressions of time, no, and place. No, remember that if you say this afternoon, you cannot use in the reported speech this afternoon. You have to use, of course, that afternoon, because you are referring to another time. So, but anyway, those are details that maybe just our friends can just study with us when they have time. So
exactly, and go to the campus, because if they go to Trainland, they will have a beautiful explanation of the reported speech with a lot of with good teachers along, but as well with very good examples given in the campus of Trainland.
So Aline, I think we can conclude, no? Just maybe just this podcast.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Learning how to report famous quotes is a great way to improve our English and understand cultural references. So
it's great. Eh? So don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Visit trainland.com for more resources and courses. And we'll be back with more reported speech, because this is reported speech part one. So next week or in another time, you will listen to another podcast about reported speech in part two, where we will dive into more iconic quotes from English literature.
Excellent. See you next time, Dermen. Happy learning.
Sí. Y tal vez recordar a nuestros escuchantes, ¿no?, que si disfrutan el contenido de plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, por favor, no olvidéis darle un like. Nos encantará ver que os gustan nuestros podcasts. Y que si quieres aprender idiomas, pues también puedes escuchar todos nuestros podcasts que tenemos en chino, en japonés, en Hanyu Chinese School. Así que no te los pierdas.
Y estoy pensando que si hay alguna quote que les gusta mucho y quieren saber cómo sería con reported speech, nos lo pueden escribir y encantados lo pondremos en un podcast.
Muy bien, perfecto. Aline, it was a pleasure, as always. Good job. See you soon then. Bye-bye for now. Bye.